Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Yep, it's Figgy Smith's Tape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. Real quick, it's a real quick update on the Orleans Parish Prison, the inmate. Yeah. So Antoine Massey, who was doing the video in the house, I think did a 9-minute video in the house.
Antoine Massey, he was the ringleader on this one.
Yeah,
on
that was the brains behind the breakout. So police raided that home where he released that video at.
Yeah.
And he was not found.
Yeah.
So he dipped out.
Did
right
you
after
see whose
video.
Home it was?
Nah, I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm not sure what home, but that was a quick update.
He's
now,
still out there.
Yeah, both of them still out there. Antoine Massey and Derrick Groves. But so McDonald's is bringing back the snack wraps.
Garbage.
Is it garbage?
Wow.
Dang. Yeah. So it's not back yet, but they're bringing it back July 10th. And it's been off the menu for almost a little over a decade.
Yeah.
So it will be available in ranch, Lopez's favorite flavor, and spicy.
Yeah, that's why I've never was and never will be a big snack wrap fan from McDonald's. I'm not a ranch guy. It just doesn't hit. I just don't never have liked it, et cetera. Now maybe throw a little blue cheese in there.
So a blue cheese wrap, okay, it'd be fine.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
So your problem is just the ranch.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's the problem.
Yeah,
okay.
Pretty much.
Okay. So this kind of got me thinking, man. What are some fast food items you would want to make a return? I actually had 4 things that popped in my brain immediately when I thought of this. The first thing I thought about was the buffalo and honey barbecue wings at KFC, the original ones.
The KFC buffalo. Oh, I do remember those.
Yeah. Especially the buffalo one, the hot wings with the sauce. And as soon as you open up that box, you get all that smoke going in your nose.
I like
those. Those are really good, man. I didn't even realize they got rid of them because obviously I used to work there.
Yeah.
So I used to get them all the time.
Oh, okay.
That was my first job.
Nice.
My first job. I was 17 years old. But
can I snitch on myself in this instance?
Yeah.
I'm a fast food snob.
Yeah.
Are you?
I'm a fast food snob.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I feel like
you gotta pick your spots, man.
I got into a place where I'm like, there's certain fast food places that I feel like a little beneath what I want to be doing at this point in my life.
You're not a Rally's guy?
So you're not a KFC guy?
I was like, if I want chicken, I'm going to get it at a place that I feel like does it.
But see, right now, I feel like that's a little bit accurate But back in the day, KFC Kenny King.
KFC used to say,
Kenny King's. You want some Kenny King's?
KFC Kenny King's,
huh? Yeah.
Is that a regional?
It might be, but they used to call it Kenny King's.
No, you're right. KFC, well, I remember it as Kentucky Fried Chicken, of course.
Yeah.
Was really good.
Yeah.
Before people started scamming you.
People was picking this over Popeyes at one point. Then Popeyes, beat them and... they never look bad since.
You know what I feel like would help KFC? The flavors are great. I just can you get it into the chicken. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like the flavor all exists on the skin.
Yeah.
And so if you do that one bite where the skin slip off,
it's just raw, regular. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if we could find a way to get the KFC, all them flavors that the Colonel got, put it into the chicken itself, I feel like I might open myself back up. You know?
Yeah. The wedges was pretty good at KFC too. They got rid of those. Oh, yeah. I didn't even realize they got rid of those either.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Also, I don't know if y'all remember this. I'm doing the KFC segment at this point. Remember the KFC Twister Wraps?
Yeah.
The hoops?
The Twister Wraps. Yeah, I remember
that. Yeah, it was pretty much a chicken wrap with with a little twist to it.
Okay.
This one, I don't know if it's back or not, but they keep kind of going back and forth with this, but Jack in the Box, the spicy popcorn chicken.
That's just a bunch of fried skin.
No, it's popcorn chicken, but it's spicy.
It's just like it turns into just like crumbles. You know what I mean? I never was a fan of that.
But see, like you really don't find a lot of spicy popcorn chicken.
Yeah, that's true.
It's usually just regular popcorn chicken, but they had the spicy popcorn chicken, which I was down for it, but then they just get rid of it. Then they bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing I wish it was kind of permanent. And then the other thing I thought about was the Burger King chicken fries.
I always thought the chicken fries kind of stunk.
Really?
They were hard to get your mind, wrap your mind around. You know, the chicken fries.
Oh, really? I don't know. I never felt like, well, maybe this is not what it's supposed to be, but it always felt like they kind of assembled the chicken as opposed to like, and I don't know how you were supposed to get like actual like full long slices of chicken or whatever.
Yeah.
And it just, I don't know. It didn't end up being it didn't deliver for me what I wanted out of the chicken.
I couldn't like mentally say that's chicken. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, wow. You went that place.
Yeah.
But you know, I kind of feel like that with the McDonald's nuggets, man.
Yeah. Like, oh, because there's that weird.
I just can't look at that as like real chicken, man.
Yeah. It's kind of compressed, you know, is what you're talking about. Yeah.
Someone said the spicy chicken fries specifically. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Chicken sourdough Jack comes in. Some other people, the Jack in the Box bacon cheddar potato wedges. Oh, y'all are some real fast food connoisseurs.
Yeah.
So, Figgy, you asked, you know, what items would we want back, make a return? Yeah. I didn't even, in a split second, one thing came into my mind, and I think it is by far, we need this back. It's not a specific item. But are y'all old enough to remember the Wendy's bar? The Wendy's
salad bar.
You could get chili there, you could get the salad, you could get, you know, bread and or whatever they had, you know.
Yeah.
The Wendy's salad bar was kick butt.
Well, if we're talking about buffets, the Pizza Hut buffet was something else back in the
day.
That
too, yeah.
That was pretty strong too.
Yeah.
I actually got a list of things. So I had somebody come up with a list of things that I want to know if y'all would bring it back or keep or just kind of leave it.
Is it somebody's name, ChatGPT?
Nah, it's my assistant. My assistant.
He's got people.
All right.
Yeah, I got a group of people.
is the group of people Allen Iverson?
I wish. Right. Nah, he can't work for me, man.
AI.
So, would y'all bring this back right here? The Taco Bell Volcano menu.
I don't think so.
Really, you think they can leave it?
I like Taco Bell well enough. If it's like not high on my list, like what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But if, you know, hey, you're traveling, you need, you're hungry, but Taco Bell, all the food kind of tastes the same.
Well, it is like this different combination. It is a pothead's different combinations of the same like five items or five like things, right? You want some tortillas. You want some cheese. Mm-hmm. You want some Doritos. Like, it is a combination of them same five or six things.
Yeah.
About 11 different
just
ways.
Great marketing.
And shout out to all y'all that have that, right? If it works for you. Which is funny because I've never been like a Taco Bell guy except when I was flat broke. with them bean and cheese burritos for like 89 cents. Mm-hmm. That's where the Taco Bell came through for me. Other than that, all these other ones, the Crunchwrap Supremes, that's all you people. I don't have that myself in my bag.
What about McDonald's Mighty Wings? You remember the Mighty Wings?
I do not remember.
I have no idea what these are.
Yes, yeah. I will probably be. I ain't trying to get no Mighty Wings or anything like that. What about Burger King ribs?
Burger King ribs?
Yeah. I don't remember those either. Yeah.
I feel like whatever happens to you after you eat the Burger King wings is your fault. Or ribs, rather, is your fault. Yeah. Because I just can't. What?
Yeah. What about the McRib? You fine with the McRib?
Oh, big time. I used to love that.
You're the McRib guy? Yeah. Okay. Used to, as in, like, whenever it's available.
College and young man. And,
so when they inevitably bring it back again, because that's basically what it is.
I'll try it.
Eat it?
It's not ribs. You have to have the right mindset. It's like Taco Bell. It's not Mexican food. It's Taco Bell.
Okay.
You know, it's like the McRib is not ribs. It's not barbecue.
So what is it then?
It's a McRib. It's its own thing.
But see, my question is, what exactly is that piece of meat?
It's a McRib.
Is it a burger with barbecue sauce?
Maybe. I mean, it's a McRib.
See, that's my issue with it. Like, what the hell is it if it's not a rib? Like,
you ask questions that you don't want answers to, I don't think.
Yeah, how is a hot dog made?
When you ask somebody, hey, let's go get some Mexican food, the answer has never been Taco Bell.
And if it is, you are in the wrong place.
Yeah,
you are in a place that you probably don't want to be. Or maybe you do. I can't speak for you, but I know I would not want to be in a place where they go, oh, you want some Mexican? The Taco Bell over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the, have y'all ever had the Chicago dog from Sonic?
Yes, loved it.
I didn't even know that was off the, is
they
that still
on?
Yeah.
I loved it.
That was my first time ever having Sonic back in the day. Mm-hmm. I had the Chicago dog. It was really good.
It was.
I didn't realize that was off the menu.
Mm-hmm. You know what I realized about Sonic? I only ever go there for drinks.
Same. The only time I get
their footlong cone is good.
The only time I get something else is like a little snack. Like I might get the popcorn chicken or some mozzarella sticks.
I
mainly go for the drinks.
Yeah, drinks and footlong.
That Powerade slushy?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. This one, I had no idea this was even possible. So they actually have a list of names that are banned from the USA. Did y'all know this?
I did not.
Yeah, so the following names have been ruled illegal by courts in the USA according to usbirthcertificates.com. So I'm going to go through this list.
Okay.
I can guess one.
Yeah, which one?
Adolf.
Yep, that one made the list.
Okay, we ain't making no Dolphs on it.
No, Adolf Hitler specifically. I don't think they're going to have an issue with Adolf.
Because I feel like it wasn't.
By the way,
Dolph was an Adolf, wasn't he?
Yeah,
Young Dolph.
Recipes.
Young
Dolph.
Yeah, but if you name your kid Adolf, you're asking for trouble.
No, that won't be. I mean, I wouldn't do it because it's going to look bad, but I guess it's illegal. I guess the courts won't let this through if you name it Adolf Hitler.
Oh, you trying to
Lopez or something like that.
Hey, yo. That's. Whew. Yeah.
Or Adolf Hitler Attitula or something. You know?
Don't put that on me. Don't do that to me.
I don't think the court going to let that
Not
through.
Never.
A couple other names on this list. King. So K-I-N-G.
You can't name your baby King?
I guess not.
That's interesting.
I don't know. Another one on this list is Queen.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually.
Maybe it's some haters.
My wife actually taught a kid named Queen.
The actual name.
Her name was Queen.
Yeah. I know. And I mean, my Nigerian people, this is where we get creative at times. Like, I know a prince. I know a Prince Lee. I know a princess. Like, I know princess. People. Mm-hmm. I know people that are named us accordingly. But we not allowed to go King and Queen, huh?
Yeah. I guess they put a stop to it.
Y'all some real jerks.
This one is kind of funny to me if you name your kid this. Jesus Christ.
Superstar. That is.
So you can't be Jesus Christ Gilliard.
But you can name him Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The U.S. would have a real problem if y'all getting rid of Jesus as a name. I feel like that's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Some more on this list. Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
They took that one out. So I guess you can't name your kid Santa Claus.
I want to know, because this is the thing with a lot of these. I mean,
you can't name your kid a person that ain't even real.
Hey, wow. School is out right now. There are babies in the car, sir.
You liar.
What is happening
you
right
liar.
Now?
Liar.
All right. I literally dumped that.
What is happening, bro?
I dumped that. So
oh, my goodness.
Let's just act like it never happened.
You was about to make a lot of parents, their summers real tough.
Hey, I dumped that. And how the dump button works, we move on
Nobody knows what just happened.
We just move on.
Nobody knows what the thing I was going to say is, like, I can see how some of these, like, you were being preventative, mm-hmm. rather. But some of these, I feel like there was a story. Like, did somebody try and name their kid Santa Claus? And they were like, actually, never again.
Why would
again.
You want to?
Never name your child that ever again.
Yeah.
Some more on this list. Majesty.
I kind of like that.
That actually.
Yeah.
That's kind of tough.
Yeah. Messiah. I feel like I know a bunch of people that named their kid Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got the at symbol.
Oh, well, yeah. If you put in symbol, what you want us to do with
yeah.
this?
Yeah. And then the last one on this list.
Substitute teachers would hate that. Like, oh, I think there's a typo on here, and the kid's just like, no, that's me.
That's my name. My name is At. And the last one is 1069. I don't understand the back.
I don't. I'm guessing it's just the 69 part, which I guess is nice, but like
1069.
I don't understand what that is. And if somebody knows, I guess
I was just going to ask for help. I thought you guys would know.
No, I had no idea. Yeah. Maybe somebody Google this to see what do these numbers mean. But apparently, you can't name your kid that.
I'm Googling as we speak.
Who is on the council that gets to decide these? I just want to go to the meeting once.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just want to see what the. Can you imagine somebody about to get a whooping behind that? Hey, At, get yourself down here. Get in here. What happened to my
and
base?
How would Key and Peele call roll on that?
Oh, boy, I can't imagine how that would go.
How would you make an email address?
At gmail.com.
That ain't going to go through.
I don't think that works.
No,
I'm
that ain't
sure
going
to
go
literally
through.
Would not go through. Yeah, all right. Wow, I learned some things today in the mixtape on Sports Radio 610 every weekday, 1:20 p.m., right here in Loop. Coming.
I came up empty on 1069 on my Google search.
Okay, very good.
Somebody help me out.
That sounds like some taxes
Let
type
me
stuff.
Yeah. Let me know. Somebody
Let me get
me.
A 1069.
Right. Maybe. Is that what it is?
I have no
Maybe
idea.
That's what it is from the 281. They said their wife was.
10W40 Lopez.
I'm sorry. When you said W, my brain went WD-40.
That's what I'm talking about.
Entirely different.
10W2, I meant to say. 10W2 Lopez.
They said their wife is a teacher, had a kid literally named T-Bone. Like legit on the birth certificate. I bet that kid was cool as hell, bro.
I think that's kind of cool too.
I bet that kid was cool as hell, bro. A little T-Bone.
I know somebody named BG.
Yeah, my middle son.
Your favorite son.
Oh yeah, that is
your
right.
Your favorite kid.
Just initials.
Your favorite kid.
It doesn't stand for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your favorite son.
He gotta say it mean baby gangster.
Big guy.
All right. This has gone too far. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio. WD Johnson is crazy. Anyway, coming up next, we crosstalk with the fellas of the drive. We'll do that next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.